Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. We're going to take our discussion this week of gender issues in the workplace to glimpse a pretty unusual perspective. In the university classroom, Jennifer Finney Boylan is entering her 25th year as a professor at Colby College in Maine. Professor, welcome.
Hello.
And you're a professor of English, is that right?
I am indeed.
Now, the first 12 years, you taught not as a woman, but as a man, right?
That's correct. I was James Boylan back in the day, as we call it, and have been Jennifer for the last 13 years.
So you have a window on a statistic that actually crossed our desk as we were investigating these sort of gender in the workplace issues. A recent study suggests that boys tend to fare better in classes taught by men. Girls tend to thrive in classes taught by women. You've been able to see that firsthand through a single pair of eyes. How interesting has this transition been for you?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think I'm the experiment and the control, both at once. What's interesting for me is that I know that students react to me differently now than they used to. But is that the difference between a male teacher and a female teacher, or is that the difference between a younger teacher and an older one? It's not entirely clear to me, but I do know that certainly as a teacher, I behave differently in the classroom now, that's for sure.
So, well, you behave differently, certainly. And the students, of course, don't necessarily know, except for the few students who were there during your transition, they don't know that you were ever a different gender. So I'm just wondering, from your own objective position as an amateur social scientist, did the male students perform better or identify with you more in your first 12 years? And the women maybe identify with you more in these second dozen years that you've been teaching?
Well, I'm not certain. I do try to reach everybody. I do know that what's changed is that when I was a male teacher, students would write down my words with great intensity, with a great fury. And since I became female, they're much less likely to take all those notes, and they're more likely now to participate in class discussions. And I guess I have mixed feelings about that because, of course, I like the idea that students might feel more comfortable with me now in the classroom, but there is a large part of me that would still like to be an authority figure as well.
That's so fascinating. So it's hard to be an intimidating hard ass, if you'll excuse the expression, but it's easier to be an engaging kind of mentor.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'm also, I think, maybe a little bit less goofy in the classroom than when I was a guy. When I was a guy, I was goofy, but I was also I could be a little intimidating. Whereas I think now I'm not quite so. I might not be quite as funny as I used to be because I think I take the world a little more seriously now, having gone from a world of male privilege on the one hand to, as a transgender woman, a member of one of the most marginalized groups in the country.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment before we go. How has it affected your position in the faculty? Is being a woman the key or being transgender the key to feeling more on the fringe rather than in a privileged class?
I don't feel on the fringe at Colby at all. Colby's been a wonderful, welcoming place for me. But I do know that it is different, that's for sure.
And your fringe situation, is that a situation
that's
of discrimination?
That's as a member of the American culture, where to be
right.
A woman is difficult enough. To be trans is even harder.
Well, it's a very. What's on the reading list this semester before we go?
We are reading great American short stories, and I'm trying to get my student to write a few.
All right. Jennifer Finney Boylan's professor of English at Colby College, also a contributing writer for the New York Times. Thanks so much for letting us peer through your eyes as two different people over the last two dozen years. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.